Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we want to talk about something, people do a lot of it, shopping. We have Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
你好。
Right, shopping season, huh?
It is, yeah.
I think every day is a shopping season for a lot of people, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, shopping, we say 购物。
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 Yeah, it's a little bit tricky to pronounce, but once we break them down, will be easier. There are only two words, both are fourth tone, so we go down. 购物。
购物。
Yeah, and 物 is the second word, that means object.
Okay.
Stuff.
物。
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 And it's like a W, fourth tone, 物。
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 Yeah, so it could be any object. For example, if that's a living object, we say 生物。
生物。
Yeah, 生 is to give birth or life. And then when it's animal, we say moving object. So 动物。
动物。
Yeah,
hey, that's really interesting.
Yeah, and then if that's a plant, we say 植物。
植物。
Yeah, 植 is a bionic thing. So the bionic stuff is 植物。
植物。
It's a plant. Okay, so 物 is very useful. And then we used it in many occasions. In this case, we are shopping object. So the first word, go, that means to buy.
Go.
购物。
购物。
Yeah, and the character for go sounds like G-O. Yeah, go. Go, go, go. And then, so go is the combination between the shell, the seashell on the left.
Yeah.
And on the right, that originally the shape of like to hook on something.
Yeah.
So in ancient China, when the currency, now that there was no gold coins and there was no note and no check and no Apple Pay. So in that time, shells, the seashells were the currency.
Shell pay.
Yeah, shell pay. And then, so to hook, to net the shells, that means to buy something.
Oh, okay.
So go on its own, it means to buy, but to buy what? To buy object, 购物。
购物。
Shopping, 购物。
Buy stuff,
购物。购物。And then, it's a shopping in general, so could be anything, could be grocery, could be Christmas presents, and could be anything. So when someone, I know some people, some of my friends, they are so addictive to shopping, so we call them 购物狂。
So that's Kuang as in crazy, is it?
Kuang means a maniac. And Kuang is an interesting word. Okay, let's learn how to say it first. Kuang.
Kuang, which tone?
Second tone.
Second tone. Kuang.
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 Yeah, so Kuang, the character is the dog on the left and the king on the right.
Oh, okay.
So the king of the dog
is a maniac.
Is a maniac. So Kuang.
Kuang.
Yeah, Kuang is any maniac. And then, so 购物狂, it's a very common expression to describe, I'm sure we both have friends like that.
Yeah.
They just can't stop shopping and then they shake their hands when they see objects and they really need to buy. And then in the olden days, they walk on the street, they really need to go into the shop to 购物. And nowadays, they browse the Amazon and browse the eBay and then their hands started shaking again and they need to buy more. And it's so easy nowadays. And then, so 购物狂 are the people who can't resist from shopping.
购物狂。
购物狂。Okay, I'm not one of those.
What things do you like to shop?
I don't like shopping.
Really?
Yeah. Surely. 我不喜欢购物。
不喜欢购物吗?
Yeah, 我不喜欢购物。
I'm surprised. I would say that, but then if you took me to a music shop,
right,
I would enjoy it.
I know. Okay, now we're talking. Okay. There's always some soft spots.
Exactly.
And then, I sort of reached the stage of life that I try to minimize the objects I have.
Right.
Well, and unless it's necessary, like buying food,
购
物, I have to buy food.
Yeah.
I try not to buy stuff.
That's great. So the kind of more minimalistic approach.
Yes. And also over the years, we accumulated so much material. So I'm not a 购物狂.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So impressive.
It's just philosophy in life. Yeah. And then there was a moment, when I was younger, this is so amazing and this well designed and whatever reason, I really persuaded myself I must buy it.
Yeah.
购物, then that's really the psychology of 购物狂.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then nowadays, especially with the internet, a lot of people, they do the group purchasing. So they say 团购.
团购.
Yeah, 团 means the tool, the group.
Yep.
The group of people. 团 So group purchasing, why people do that? First, they get all the excitement and then the testosterone goes higher and then they just lost the self-control. And then at the same time, because maybe it's discounted. So, Twango. Yeah.
Twango.
And it's very popular, of course, through the website and through social media. And there's a big website called Groupon.
Yeah.
So what they do is, oh yeah, another 5,000 people have bought it, so I must have it too. So Twango.
Oh, it is the psychology, just like you say. Yeah.
It is. And then you get the impression that when you have so many people buying it, because of the volume, the price will be lower. And in many cases, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people rush ahead and buy it with another 3,000 people. Twango.
Twango.
Yeah. And then if the Twango is happened in the cyber world, we just add 网络团购.
Okay. 网络团购.
Yeah. 网络 is the internet. Mm. And then 网 is net. And luo is actually a lot of trails. And in this case, it's like imagine, of course, it's invisible on the internet. You can't really see it.
Yeah.
But you see like imagine people are linked together in a virtual space. Yeah. 网络, that means the internet.
网络.
网络团购.
网络团购.
And then some people, they buy stuff because they're so worried there won't be enough stock.
Yes.
And there's a hunger marketing.
Yep.
Which is very effective in many countries. And just like, oh, the new iPhone 10 is out. Oh, let's go to grab one.
Yes.
Buy something in a panicking state. We say 抢购.
抢购.
抢 means robbery, to rob someone. Okay, so I need to rob that. Oh, of course, I pay, okay?
Yeah.
So it's just the action shows my anxiety that I really need to get it.
The strength of your feeling. 抢购.
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 Yeah, and this is a very common marketing term. You see it everywhere on the streets in Taiwan, in China.
Really? Yeah.
在抢购中. We are in the middle of panic buying. So come to grab it. Of course, that's a marketing technique.
Yeah.
And no one is really grabbing it like a robbery,
yeah.
But they want to create the ambiance that, oh yeah, it's really popular. If you don't get it now, you will regret.
Yeah.
And you are not trendy enough. And then, so they try to create like anxiety.
Yeah.
抢购.
抢购.
Right. And then the thing is, but once you see through, actually, why do we need more stuff?
Yeah.
Once you have that psychology, you don't join 抢购. And you probably do still do some 购物 because we do need to buy toilet paper. We need to buy food and baby milk. We have to buy stuff. So yeah. So that's still 购物.
So we would say that you are 不抢购物.
不抢购物.
I
don't do panic buying. And then I still like stuff, especially a lot of people create beautiful artwork,
right.
And then they pay attention to the creation, maybe the form of digital forms nowadays, maybe, and maybe the form of object, 物品. So in that case, yeah, we still appreciate their effort and creation.
What's the favorite thing you've ever bought?
I have a teddy bear. It's a beautiful, a bit gray now. That was a polar bear when I bought it.
Wow.
And that was in the university.
Yeah.
And it has a name called Boo Boo. And
a cute
I saw Boo Boo in the shop, in a gift shop in Taipei, and and he was so innocent looking, so I really had to buy a 抢购.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed Boo Boo, and Boo Boo became part of my family. And then, 3 years later, I went to Palo Alto in California.
Wow.
And that was a University Avenue, there was a beautiful gift store.
Yeah.
And I saw another Boo Boo that was identical, just one size bigger.
Really?
So at that time, I really panicked. I said, I'm going to get that one. So I bought another Boo Boo, another polar bear, and I carried Boo Boo back to Taiwan. Then Boo Boo, since after those years, the two Boo Boos, they travel around the world with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes when I travel on a short trip, I would take one of them or two, and they're quite big. And then with a blue scarf and then snowflakes and all the things. And then I moved home multiple times. I moved countries from country to countries, and they're always with me.
So it has a lovely emotional attachment.
Yeah. Although you say you can't buy friendship, I did. I did that.
Two polar bears.
That's right. Two polar bears. Both are Boo Boo. One is 大 Boo Boo.
Big.
And one is 小 Boo Boo.
小 Boo Boo.
Yeah. 大 Boo Boo, 小 Boo Boo. So, shopping. Nowadays, when we go shopping, we are quite conscious to bring our own shopping bags.
Yeah. That's been a great change for the environment in the last few years.
Love that. Yeah. So shopping bag, we said 购物袋.
购物袋.
Yeah, 袋 means the bag.
Mm.
And then 购物, the shopping bag. 购物袋.
购物袋.
Yeah, and 袋, if you remember, we had an episode about handbag. Yeah. We say 包.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so 包 and 袋 are slightly different. 包 is like the handbag, maybe made out of more precious material, maybe made out of leather, could be plastic, but higher quality plastic and with a shape and form. And 袋 is another type of bags, tend to be more floppy, maybe the thin, cheap plastic bag or okay. paper bag.
Yeah, because I remember when we taught the handbag lesson, then some of those handbags were worth £10,000, weren't they?
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So 袋 is not worth £10,000.
You can buy a car with that money.
Yeah.
So 购物袋, we rarely say 购物包 because as we describe, 包 tend to be something slightly more valuable and something you use it, reuse it all the time.
Yep.
But then 购物袋 could be something, you can just put it in the landfill afterwards. Or sometimes nowadays people have like designed a shopping bag, especially for shopping.
Yep.
Not sure it's a good thing or bad thing. Maybe we should just recycle something we already used, or we produce more bags, therefore we can use less bags. It's debatable. So, 购物袋.
购物袋.
Shopping bag. And then when we go to the supermarket, there's a shopping trolley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we say 购物车.
购物车.
Yeah, 购物车. And then, trolley is British way. In America, they say cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I said trolley, my American friends, what is that? cart. So shopping cart, 购物车.
购物车.
Yeah, 车 is car in general, not cart. But here, we still use 车 because 车 is the generic term to describe anything which has wheels.
Oh, that's right.
Can move around.
Okay.
So the vehicle.
Yep.
So the shopping vehicle is the shopping cart.
That's a good description.
Yeah. 购物车.
购物车.
Yeah. The same shopping cart, you not only see it in the supermarket, you also see that actually on the e-commerce site such as Amazon.
Oh, okay. So it's the same as saying cart when you add
That's
to
right.
your cart.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and nowadays you probably don't see the description shopping cart in English or in Chinese there.
Yeah.
They just draw the symbol.
Yeah, okay.
Of the shopping cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 购物车.
购物车.
Yeah, it's the same thing. And then the shopping center, we say 购物中心.
购物中心.
Yeah, 中 is middle.
Yep.
And 心 is the heart.
Heart of the shopping center?
Yeah, 中心 means center together. The middle of the heart, but heart is already, is already an English expression, the middle. So again, you see Chinese people, they double things up to make more clear distinction.
Yeah.
Because like 中 means middle, what? Could be China, middle kingdom, and could be the middle of the tennis court, or be the middle of the target, and could be the middle of anything.
Mm.
The middle of the time horizon, for example, the middle of the recording. And so 心, in this case, it just shows this is the heart of something. Again, gosh, English is difficult too, huh?
It's interesting because you've got 运动中心, you've got so sports center.
Yeah.
Maybe the two words together in English, we just translate it as center.
Yeah, it's center.
But I know what you mean in terms of if you actually translate those Chinese words individually, it's middle of the heart or something.
Okay, the middle of the heart. So shopping center. Yeah. Shopping center. 购物中心.
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 That's it. Gosh, now we've learned a lot about shopping. The way to say shopping, 购物.
购物.
And then to say group buying, 团购. If you do the group buying on the internet, we say 网络团购.
网络团购.
Yeah, when you buy things in panic, you say 抢购.
抢购.
And then, are you one of those people who love shopping so much? 购物狂.
购物狂.
Oh yeah, there's an English word about 购物狂. Shopaholic.
Oh yes, yeah.
Shopaholic. 购物狂.
购物狂.
And then next time you can say, okay, the condition, if you are on a dating site, you can say, I don't want a shopaholic. So 不要购物狂.
不要购物狂.
Yeah, 不要 is don't want to. 购物狂. 不要购物狂.
不要购物狂.
That's very hard. That's probably eliminated half of the population.
At least.
Right, okay. To say shopping center, 购物中心.
购物中心.
Shopping bag, 购物袋.
购物袋.
Shopping cart. 购物车.
购物车.
Right, it's time to go shopping, Jess.
No, let's go.
Sorry.
购物狂.
Yeah, it's time to go shopping, Jesse.
Gonna go and buy some guitars.
How many do you have?
Too many. Actually, not enough.
You can tell. That's a typical word for people who collect things.
Yeah.
Never enough.
Yeah.
So, how big is your wardrobe? Oh, it's not enough.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
Another marketing ploy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. Okay, thank you. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow. Let's do more shopping. 购物. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.